This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. G7 officials are making progress, but no final deal on money for Ukraine from frozen Russian assets. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The proposal pushes to borrow against future interest income on the frozen assets to give Ukraine a large chunk of cash immediately. But the proposal has run into concerns from European members about the legal complexities and the possibility of Russia retaliating against Western companies and individuals who still have holdings in Russia. Despite the progress made, a final decision will rest with the G7 national leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, at the annual summit in southern Italy. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation said the landslide has blocked highway access, making helicopters the only way to reach the area. It said emergency teams had reached the sparsely populated area where the death toll is expected to rise. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape said disaster officials, the Defence Force and other officials are assisting with relief and recovery efforts.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Police say a massive fire broke out in an amusement park in western India, leaving at least 22 people, including children, dead. The fire erupted at the park in the city of Rajkot in Gujarat state on Saturday. Police officer Vinayak Patel said the bodies were completely charred and it was difficult to identify them. Another police officer said that the fire was under control. The amusement park was privately owned, and police commissioner Raju Bhargava said police will file a case of negligence against the owner. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in the classified documents case against Donald Trump are pushing to curtail potentially threatening comments by the former president. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against Donald Trump to bar the former president from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. The request follows false claims earlier in the week by Trump. He said FBI agents who searched his home in August 2022 were authorized to shoot him and were locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. Prosecutors say agents operated under routine search policy, did not use force, and that the search was conducted in coordination with the Secret Service while he was away. Norman Hall, Washington.
Britain's defense ministry says a World War II-era Spitfire fighter plane has crashed near an Air Force base in eastern England. The pilot was killed. The ministry confirmed the death Saturday of a Royal Air Force pilot in a, quote, tragic accident near RAF Coningsby, an air base. There was no immediate word on the cause of the crash. The base is home to the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight Collection of wartime fighter and bomber aircraft. More than 20,000 Spitfires were built in the 1930s and 40s, and the plane played a key role in the Battle of Britain. The crash happened days before wartime aircraft will take to the skies to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Millions of Indians are voting in the next-to-last round of a grueling national election in the searing summer heat. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The combined opposition is trying to rattle Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign for a third consecutive term for himself and his Hindu Nationalist Party. Saturday's voting in 58 constituencies, including 7 in New Delhi, will complete polling for roughly 90% of 543 seats in the lower house of parliament. The voting for the remaining 57 seats on June 1st will wrap up a six-week election. The votes will be counted on June 4th. This election is considered one of the most consequential in India's history and will test the limits of Modi's political dominance. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
At least 5 miners have died in an illegal gold mine collapse in northern Kenya. Police said the mine in the Debel area near the Kenyan border with Ethiopia collapsed Friday because of a landslide. Interior Minister Kithure Kindiki in March declared the area disturbed and banned mining activities after clashes over a mining dispute led to the deaths of 7 people. Residents told media outlets that mining had continued despite the ban and blamed authorities for allowing it. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.